The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Cave throws toward the net. Deflected. Save. Joshua behind the goal. Feeds far side. Grew. Cross ice. Yard. Crook was there, but the puck just deflected away. Can the Sharks get it out? Great job. It's poked forward. It's an empty net for Gaudette. He walks in. He scores! A big empty net goal for Adam Gaudette of the San Jose Sharks. His 17th goal of the season. The Sharks 4. The Maple Leafs 1. We've only got 56.9 seconds to go in the third.
We would take it. We would take it and focus on where we are right now. And there's nothing we can do with, you know, just what I'll say is the group in there believes in it. And we can write about it and we can talk about it all we want. But when someone believes in something and they believe in each other, that's when you make moves and that's when you make strides. And that's where you see a lot of success come from. And that group is extremely coachable. They're great human beings. They're great guys, a high character, and they care about one another. And I think that's what's so powerful about that. So, you know, I can't look back. I'm not going to look forward. We're just going to be right where our feet are.
All right, everyone. Good morning. The San Jose Sharks post an impressive victory over Toronto last night, 4-1, and they find themselves amidst a four-game win streak. They are 36-31-7 on the year, 79 points. They are sitting in the second wild card on the morning of Friday, April 3rd. They have a huge game looming with Nashville coming up on Saturday night. Nashville coming off a win over LA last night. Nashville currently has 79 points as well as San Jose, but they played one more game, so San Jose has a higher points percentage. San Jose is now just 5 points back of Utah for the top spot in the wild card. They are 5 points back of Vegas, who currently reside at third in the Pacific, 84 points on the year. They are 8 points back of Edmonton and 8 points back of Anaheim. Again, San Jose has 8 games left from here to the end of the season. They are going to be playing Nashville Saturday night. That's a huge, huge game. Then they are right back at it on Monday, hosting Chicago in what is an absolutely massive game for them. Then it's the first part of a back-to-back home and away. They play host to Edmonton, and then they go to Anaheim. Then they're back on Saturday the 11th for their final home game of the year. And then it's out on the road for 3 against Nashville, against Chicago, and against Winnipeg to finish off the season. So if the San Jose Sharks get into the playoffs when all is said and done, they will have earned it because they are going through a very, very tough stretch of scheduling. They have upped their game. They are playing their best hockey of the year. You can look at the way they got that win against Anaheim on Wednesday night, the way they beat the Blues, the way they beat St. Louis, the way they've been able to find these wins amidst this four-game win streak. This is the play they needed at the time they needed, and San Jose got a win last night, just their second of the year when Macklin Celebrini doesn't get a point. But he put the team on his back the previous 3 games with 2 points, 3 points, and 4 points in 3 consecutive games. And this was a game where everybody else had to come in and be a contributor for San Jose because you need that depth scoring. We've talked about it all year long. It can't just be one line. It can't just be, you know, one guy or, you know, a group of 3 guys. But last night you got the early goal from Zach Ostapchuk, and that fourth line has been so phenomenal. Whether you look at Adam Gaudette's empty net or whether you look at Zach Ostapchuk and the way that he scored that goal early in this game or the way that he got in a fight 2 nights ago, and was such a huge critical moment for the game. Then the Sharks get 20 goals on the season from Colin Graf. He scores his 20th of the year to make it 2-0. The Sharks played a very, very high-quality first period the night after they had gotten an emotional win over Anaheim. They came out with their legs ready to go. They were ready for the game. They were ready for the moment. There was no emotional letdown, and they kept on pushing after that. William Eklund, then early in the second period, amongst chaos at the net, is able to get a goal to make it 3-0 San Jose, and the Sharks were in control of the game. We've seen so many times this year where the Sharks have not been able to give themselves a great bit of breathing room, and even though I would have liked them to add more on in this game, when you're up 3-0 at home, when the crowd is into it, when you've taken control of a game, when Alex Nedeljkovic up to that point is making big stop after big stop, when you're doing a good job of all the other little things in the game, even though a 3-0 lead is not insurmountable for the opposition, you've given yourself a cushion, and the Sharks continue to stick with their game. Yeah, John Tavares pulled one back at 6:43 of the second to make it 3-1, but San Jose continued to play what I would consider is a pretty high-quality game, and they were able to absorb what Toronto was bringing. You could see them get a little bit tired as we got deeper into the game, which is to be expected on the second night of a back-to-back, but you know, I go back to the hard work they did up to that point to give themselves an opportunity. I don't think that should be overlooked. I think when you see what San Jose was able to do and give themselves that 3-0 lead and frustrate Toronto and take care of business all throughout the game, they put themselves in a quote-unquote proper position. And yes, I would have loved if they had stretched it out to 5-0 or 4-1, 5-1 before they added on the empty netter that eventually made it 4-1. But San Jose took care of their business. And that's ultimately what I have to come back to with this game is they showed up with a task at hand, which was show up early against a Toronto team, which despite being out of the playoff race, you know, they had won 3 out of 4 entering last night's game. They were not going to go down without a fight, and they still have a lot of top-end talent on that squad. You know, they put up a good fight, but the Sharks were more ready early on in the game. They were able to give themselves that chance. They were able to give themselves momentum. They pushed out to that 3-0 lead. And from there on out, I wouldn't say they 100% controlled the game, but they stuck to their game plan. They didn't turn the puck over in critical situations too often. You know, the Sharks are a team that's prone to turnovers. They are young. They will still have trouble. You know, throughout the game, Sam Dickinson had a couple of plays where he didn't know where he wanted to go with the puck on the breakout. That's still some experience issues that the Sharks need to work on. But we saw them figuring it out in real time. And, you know, Alex Nedeljkovic made a number of big plays throughout this game, the big stops, the big moments that gave San Jose a great opportunity. And again, San Jose came up with the big moments. You know, you had Michael Misa assisting Colin Graf. You had Kiefer Sherwood getting in on it. And I mean, we look at the score line from last night in terms of the box score, I should say. But, you know, William Eklund, a goal and an assist. Zach Ostapchuk, a goal and an assist. Toffoli, an assist. Orlov, an assist. Wenberg, an assist. Goodrow, an assist. I mean, those are guys coming up with big, big plays. Gaudette with a goal. Sherwood with an assist. Graf with a goal. Misa with the assist. And then you look at everybody else on the Sharks. No one walked away with a negative throughout the game, plus minus, even though that's not my favorite stat in the world. But, you know, the Sharks outshot the Maple Leafs 25-19. They won the faceoff battle. Yes, they gave up a power play goal, but if that's the one you give up during the game on the way to a 4-1 win, I don't think you're going to be too upset about that. Toronto did out-hit San Jose, but the Sharks also out-blocked shots compared to Toronto, and that was one of the things that I really, really liked about this game. You saw Shakir Mukhmudulin blocking shots. You saw Mario Ferraro, William Eklund, all those guys getting in the way of things. It wasn't just Mario Ferraro and Vinny Desharnais. It was everybody giving up their bodies, blocking the shots, putting themselves in harm's way to make sure their team had the opportunity. And, you know, I think there would be the natural letdown game after an emotional win or a little bit of a backing off as you get deeper and deeper into the game, but that's not what happened. I mean, San Jose kept on pushing, kept on pressing, and gave themselves the best opportunity to continue to hold on to that lead, and that's what they did. I mean, this was not a dramatic win. There were no quote-unquote heroics, even though I think anytime you get a win for a team like San Jose, somebody's turning up in the hero's role, and you know, I can definitely look to that fourth line last night, and the fourth line, the way they've been playing all over the place, you know, Reeves goes down with the injury, even though his minutes had not been as numerous as they were early in the year, but Reeves had gone down. You've had Adam Gaudette and Zach Ostapchuk, as well as Barclay Goodrow, playing together now consistently. They're getting that chemistry. They're figuring it out, and you see them improving, playing more and more minutes each night, having more and more of an impact on the game. The coaches trust them. They put them out in critical situations. You know, they can go out there and defend. They can create chaos on offense. They know what they're capable of doing, and they keep on having an impact on the game. I mean, I look no further than Zach Ostapchuk and the way that he had the critical fight an night ago, the way that he scored early on in this game. He had another opportunity in this one. I thought, are we going to get two goals from Ostapchuk in the first period? But, you know, that was a tough shot. If he had been able to make it, it would have been a massive highlight reel goal. But, you know, he's impacting the game. Adam Gaudette impacting the game. You watch Barclay Goodrow making so many smart, cagey plays that only a veteran with his experience knows how to do. And I know that people, you know, have always, you know, talked about why the coaches make such a big deal out of Barclay Goodrow's game. And that's because he is always, you know, in a good spot out there on the ice. He reads plays well. He knows what to do. He took a big step forward from a year ago when I don't think he had his best game about him. But this year he's been able to come up big for San Jose. And, you know, whether he's been out there with Regenda on the fourth line or Gaudette or Reeves or whoever it's been alongside he and Ostapchuk, he's come up with big performances. And, you know, I think you see a lot of interesting setups with the Sharks line right now, because when it's Macklin and Chernyshov and Smith, they're working quickly in transition and making the puck, you know, move and dance and pull teams around as they work very, very quickly. And then when you look at, you know, the line with Wennberg and Eklund and Sherwood, you see those guys really possessing the puck, wheeling around, making the defense kind of tire themselves out. And they're so good with the puck possession and protecting the puck. And then, you know, you see what you have happening on the third line with Misa and Graf out there and Tyler Toffoli, the way those guys are all playing. And, you know, Misa is a dynamic playmaker. Toffoli can get low. And then you watch, obviously, what a guy like Colin Graf can do. He's all over the place and the way they're impacting the game. And then you see the fourth line with the way they can be physical, with the way they can be dynamic, with the way they've got the ability to have a breakaway, with the way they can push you around. That is the Sharks rolling four lines that can be dynamic, that can have their own different identities, that all do different things with the puck. They give the defenses something to worry about. They're all responsible on the defensive side of things. And I think that when you combine that with the way that the defense played last night, and I thought they did a good job of making life difficult for Toronto, were good at pushing shots to the outside, you know, clogging them at the lanes and at the line when they would come into the zone. Again, you push the puck out wide, you're doing a good job of controlling the opposition's offense. If you're pushing them to the outside, you're not letting them get as close to the net. And when they did get in, when they were able to get by San Jose, you had Alex Nedeljkovic coming up with the big stops. And that's the most important thing to me. And this was not a dramatic, amazing win that people are going to remember. But on the second night of a back-to-back in a critical push towards the playoffs, after a dramatic, emotional win, the San Jose Sharks did not have a letdown. They did not have a no-show performance. They took care of their business in workmanslike fashion, and they set up a huge showdown with Nashville coming up Saturday night, where they're looking to make amends for the last time they went up against this team. So the big game looms on Saturday night now. They get to enjoy their time here on a Friday. Let's get into some of these highlights, and then we've got great interviews that I was able to do with both Adam Gaudette and Kiefer Sherwood after last night's game, two of the best talkers on the team. Well, let's hear how it played out in front of the Hall of Famer Dan Ruzanowski last night. It started with an early goal from Zach Ostapchuk to give San Jose a 1-0 first period lead.
Moving in, the Sharks have a chance. They score! Zach Ostapchuk took the faceoff up the right wing side of the ice, and that would look like an easy save for Anthony Stolarz. Coming down the right wing side, a long wrist shot by Ostapchuk, and it goes in, and the San Jose Sharks take the 1-0 lead, and the fourth line provides the offense.
Huge goal in that game to strike first, to inject that energy into the tank, to let everybody know that they were not going to be without their legs early in this game. And that's what a player like Ostapchuk is there to do, to provide a spark. And, you know, I know that it was not the most popular move when he was acquired, because you're trading away a fan favorite in Fabian Zetterlund last year. But Zach Ostapchuk has been a huge part of the Sharks' surge this year. You know, he got an opportunity early in the season. He's been able to run with it. And, you know, he finds himself in this role on that fourth line, obviously out there on the kill. But he's been a big, big part of what San Jose has been able to do and why they are in a playoff spot right now on the morning of Friday, April 3rd. Let's go from there. It was then going to be Colin Graf adding on his 20th goal of the year from Michael Misa. San Jose making it a 2-0 lead.
Nick Robertson, good job there against Orloff, knocking it free on the boards, but the Maple Leafs can't control it. A little back pass now. Score! The Maple Leafs lost the puck, and it dropped back to Colin Graf, courtesy of a brilliant bit of vision by Michael Misa, and Colin Graf makes it 2-0 Sharks with 2:17 to play in the first.
A great pass from Michael Misa, who got it from Tyler Toffoli, who also got the assist on that play. A great finish from Colin Graf. Again, his 20th goal of the year. What an accomplishment for him. I'm so proud of that guy, just to watch him develop into what's looking like a star player in the NHL. And this is only his first full season. What a great moment for Colin Graf. It's 2-0 San Jose. We go to the second period early on. William Eklund makes it 3-0 for San Jose. The Sharks are cruising.
Matthew Nyes down the right side, has for Toronto. Moves into the Sharks zone against Dickinson, who rides him off the puck. Now Sherwood near side, wins a battle with Benoit, and here comes the Shark attack. Wenberg up the middle, feeds on the right across the line. It's Eklund, stick handling, shooting, it's just wide, rebound, inboard, score! William Eklund on the side of the net, looks like he's going to get credit for that goal. Kiefer Sherwood got a stick in there too, after Eklund's first chance bounced off the end board, and that is a gigantic goal for William Eklund, as he has not scored a goal at SAP Center in quite some time. In fact, you have to go back to November against Vancouver to find him scoring a goal in this building. And so it's a huge one for the Sharks at 1:42 of period number two. It's the Sharks 3 and the Maple Leafs nothing.
So that's early in the second period. The Sharks have extended their lead 3-0 thanks to the work of William Eklund. About 4 minutes later, John Tavares added one back, his 29th of the year, on the power play to make it a 3-1 game. I was not a fan of that penalty, by the way. That was the interference that was drawn by Michael Misa. Yeah, I was not a big fan of that one. I will leave it at that. But the Sharks carried that 3-1 lead into the third period, and then Alex Nedeljkovic just came up with big save after big save.
Maple Leafs keep it in. McCabe, far side of the ice, in a little bit deep, sends it back to Robertson on the point. Now to Benoit, into the slot, dropped it back. That's Gru to Robertson. Eklund taking away the lane, so Robertson tosses cross ice. Now McCabe goes back to Robertson. He moves in, backhand chance, a great save by goaltender Nedeljkovic with 12:22 to play in the third. Robertson got loose against Eklund there on the return pass, and what a save by Nedeljkovic.
Huge game by Nedeljkovic. He just had big stop after big stop. The Sharks carry that 3-1 lead late into the game, and then Adam Gaudette adds his 17th of the year to give San Jose a 4-1 lead that was good for your final and a big 2 points in a win.
McCabe throws toward the net, deflected, save. Joshua behind the goal, feeds far side, group, cross ice, yard, Crook was there, but the puck just deflected away. Can the Sharks get it out? Great job, it's poked forward, it's an empty net for Gaudette. He walks in, he scores! A big, empty net goal for Adam Gaudette of the San Jose Sharks. His 17th goal of the season. The Sharks 4, the Maple Leafs 1. We've only got 56.9 seconds to go in the third.
Gaudette gets the empty netter, a 4-1 final in the win over Toronto. Let's hear from Adam Gaudette, who I spoke with after the win.
All right, we're here with Adam Gaudette after the Sharks' very impressive 4-1 win over Toronto Thursday night, a back-to-back. It looked like you guys had your legs early. Did it feel that way for you?
Yeah, I think we came out hot and had a better start than we did yesterday. And second end of a back-to-back, I thought we showed we had good legs and we were tenacious on the puck and we just did all the things that we talked about doing.
Was it a point of emphasis going into this game, not have any sort of an emotional let down after what a wild win it was last night?
Yeah, we just wanted to take it to him the whole game and don't have any lulls out there, and I thought we did a really good job of that. We got up and we stayed on them. They got some really skilled players on their team, so sometimes it could be tough to stop them, but for the most part we did a really good job shutting them down D zone, and obviously Ned came up big with some great saves for us.
Yeah, no, both Ned and Stolarz on the other side, both of them were going back and forth with some incredible saves. Is that pretty fun for you to watch in the midst of that, saying like, man, every time their guy's making a big stop, Ned's coming up with one on the other side?
Yeah, it's fun to watch our goalies make a save, but he made some good saves on us, and yeah. You want to see those go in, but it's always fun to see a goaltender battle out there.
What was your view on the breakaway on the shorthanded? They had an opportunity early in the third. I don't know if you saw that. Ned just came out, looked cool and as calm as can be. My heart was in my throat, but he just glides out. He's ready to stop.
Yeah, he made a great save. It looked like he knew what Nyes was going to do before he did. He just stayed with him the whole way and made a great save. And our goalies have been doing that for us all year.
Yeah, and watching your guys fourth line have such an impact on this game and all the games lately. You guys been playing late. Obviously, early on, Zach gets a goal in this one. How much fun was that to see?
Oh, it was awesome. What a great play by him. Great play by Goody winning that wall battle and get it over him. And, you know, Austin's got his speed, so I think it fooled the goalie there, and he wasn't expecting that shot to come in. But as for those guys, it's been a hell of a lot of fun to play with them. You know, we finally got some solid time together. I feel like we're play a few games, and then lines are shaking up a bit. So it's good to, especially around the playoff time, to get real comfortable with each other. And, you know, we're just keeping it simple and just trying to do the right things every shift. And, you know, that's when we have success.
Most definitely. And that what you allude to there is, you know, you guys getting more time together, more and more comfortable. It seems like the more and more you guys play together, the more and more you guys are out there for big minutes, important plays. Obviously, you had a big goal a couple nights ago that clinched the game. And then again, you get an empty netter here tonight. Does it just feel like you guys are kind of snowballing in the right direction right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think in a playoff push and in the playoffs, you need your fourth line to play some good solid minutes, whether that's defensively and or offensively. You need your fourth line to chip in every now and then, and I think we're really finding our way doing that both ends of the ice. And you know, we know our roles, and we're out there, and we're just giving 110% every game.
Yeah, most definitely. It's fun to watch right now. And you know, you guys go through that 6-game losing streak recently. Now you've bounced back with 4 straight wins. You know, obviously the playoffs are still in motion right now with the standings, because every day it's a little bit different. But I mean, you guys didn't let that bring you down. What was the most important aspect? Like, what rang throughout the dressing room to keep you guys in that positive mindset to where you can be where you are now?
Well, we knew how good of a team we had. And, you know, everybody goes through lulls like that during the season. And ours just came at a time, you know, close to the playoff race and the end of the season. But we never gave up. We kept that belief. And we knew if we got this thing going in the right direction and got back to how we know how to play when we win, you know, good things were going to happen. And, and now we're confident. And, you know, we're seeing the results by doing the right things, and you know, we see it on the clips, and you know, everybody's pulling the rope the same way, and that's what you need in a push like this.
Tonight, the empty netter was your 17th of the year, I believe, and you're personal best is what, 19, so you're closing in on it. Are you thinking about that at all, or are you just like, nah, I got to play the games, and if goals come, they come?
You know, it would be awesome to hit 20, but, you know, I think the only way that's going to happen if I'm doing the right things away from the puck and in the D zone and just playing the right way as our line has been doing. You know, I'm a big believer if you put good out, good things are going to happen. So I'm not going out there thinking about scoring a goal every game. You know, I think it's just going to come naturally, and if it happens, it happens. If not, it doesn't. So, you know, we're playing well regardless, and that's all that matters.
Setting up a big match on Saturday against Nashville. Obviously, you get a little bit more time to digest this win than yesterday's, but, you know, how long do you get to enjoy this one before you do start looking at Saturday's game?
Yeah, I think we're going to take time tomorrow, just get away from the rink, enjoy the time with our families, but, you know, it's going to be a fun one on Saturday. You know, expect the tank to be rocking, and it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, and, you know, I can't wait to get in that environment.
Do you think at all about the last game about Nashville, or do you have to forget about how that one, you know, went down and just focus on what you guys are doing right now?
I think we'll look at some tape and you know, their tendencies and whatnot, but you know, we're not going to get down or worry about the score of that game too much. You know, we've been playing well as of late, and we're going to take this momentum carry into Saturday.
And if you do get to chill away from the rink tomorrow, what does that entail for you? Are you going for a walk? Are you going out with the family? Like, what's your go-to?
I think we got an Easter egg hunt at my son's school tomorrow, and
nice.
He's out early and getting on break, and then wife and I are going to go out for a little birthday dinner for her, and
there
my dad's
go.
Here, so he's got the kids tomorrow
nice.
Night.
That sounds fun, man. Well, I will let you get to that. Congrats on the win, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Great stuff from Adam Gaudette. And then let's hear from Kiefer Sherwood, who, again, has been such a great acquisition, such a spark for San Jose.
All right, we're here with Kiefer Sherwood after San Jose's impressive victory over Toronto on the second night of a back-to-back. You know, before we get into the game, man, just I have to imagine if we go back to Christmas time, this was not on your bingo card, being here in San Jose and in the midst of a playoff race now. So how much fun are you having?
It's the best. just to be in the hunt and, you know, competing each and every night and going to war with this group is, you know, I'm super grateful, super honored, and just trying to make the most of it each and every day. And, you know, it's a nice privilege to come to work every day and fight for our lives and try to force our way in here.
You guys had your legs early on in this one. How important or a point of emphasis was that to make sure that you came out with that? Because I know that can be the hardest part. of a back-to-back. Sometimes the legs show up in the second and third. It's the first where it's the hardest to get it, but you guys had it right away.
Yeah, I mean, that's been one of our point of emphasis and going in the game, and this home stretch is try to get the fans and the crowd into it early and, attack the game. A couple games here we've been kind of clawing our way back, so we try to address our start and roll four and just keep the momentum building.
Yeah, how much fun has it been to watch that fourth line the way they've been playing as of late? I mean, obviously, Zach gets the early goal in this one, then Gods gets the empty netter, and it feels like they're just making more of an impact on every game.
Oh, it's amazing. They're high character group. Our group feeds off of them and their energy, and it's nice to see them get rewarded when they're doing all the little things right. Yeah. And it's nice to just see their contributions each and every night, whether it's on the stat sheet or not. They're having a lot of contributions, like I said, and it's been great. And really feeding off of it.
Yeah, no, it's fun to watch. And then your line, obviously, the way you guys are playing, the puck possession. I feel like teams feel like they're going nuts trying to get the puck back from you guys, especially you and Wenny, and it gives Eklund a little bit more freedom on the outside to move around. But you guys just protect the puck so well, and you'll wheel around and set each other up. I mean, it feels like the chemistry is growing every game.
Yeah, those guys are great poise and playmakers, and I just try to get the puck back to them, and when we're on the forecheck, get possession back, and after that I just try to get out of their way and let them go to work, because they got that Swedish connection. And our group's starting to find our way here, and we're finding contributions up and down the lineup each and every night, which is great. You saw last night what Mac and their line were able to do. It's special, right? And then tonight, and it's other guys, so that's what this time of the year it's about, and we're continuing to build towards our identity and rinse and repeat here.
You were brought in because of your ability to impact the game. Obviously, the skill set that you have, you've got a little bit of that that red ass mentality, which I think they like around here. But I imagine your role is a little bit different here, coming onto a younger team in San Jose. Was that something that was a little bit different for you, and maybe a new opportunity for you?
Yeah, I tried to embrace it. I just want to try to obviously earn the respect of the guys here, and try to ruffle some feathers along the way when I can. But it's been great. They welcome me with open arms, and I know they've been through thick and thin through the beginning of the year, but I just come in right away and try to make an impact each and every night, and just try to play like a winning brand of hockey, and add to the energy and the identity that the group has been building here.
No, it's fun to watch the way that you go after pucks, because I think that's rubbed off on some of the other guys, and they kind of have a carryover effect from one line to the next. But one thing I want to get into is that the team just goes through, before this now, 4-game win streak, a 6-game losing streak, and for a lot of teams, if that happens at this time of the year, that's enough to knock them off. But that didn't happen to this group. Why do you think you guys were able to rebound so well and just be able to focus on this stretch of games? And you took that one game on the 3-game road trip at the end, carried that into these 3 games to start off this homestand.
Yeah, it's a good question. I just think it talks about the hunger of this group. We're not going to be denied, and we're continuing to believe. And as much as we want to win every night, obviously it's the NHL and it's extremely competitive, and the margin is very slim. Mm-hmm. So, it speaks to our resolve to be able to respond here and get get this streak going now. But we're continuing to take it day by day and continue to push each other, building our energy and our identity, like I said, throughout. And it's nice. We got some special players here that are really, really pushing this team, and it's nice now that everyone is following along and just continuing to try to play the right way and like I said, play that winning brand of hockey. There's gonna be a lot of ups and downs and stuff, but just stick in it, sticking to it, and it's an exciting time right now.
Good goalie battle tonight. It felt like Stolarz and Ned were trying to one up each other on who was gonna make the more impressive save. What was your viewpoint when they had that shorthanded attempt early in the third period? It's a breakaway. My throat, my heart jumps up, and I'm like, oh, here we go. I swear, Ned came out like it was, he'd done it a million times before. Most casual guy makes the huge stop. I was just laughing because he made it look like it was nothing.
Yeah, we kind of all just kind of sat, we just were like, we trust him and kind of let him do his thing. But he played a hell of a game, had that breakaway stop, had a couple big other saves, in the second and third, and just to keep us at bay and, keep our lead. So it's great. Our goalies have been pushing each other and pushing our group, and, obviously they're the backbone, and starts with them, then kind of works their way out. So, we're all trying to pull the rope together, and can't say enough about their efforts back-to-back nights.
So you didn't really have much much of a chance to enjoy last night's win because it was a back-to-back, but now you'll have a day and then prepare for Saturday, which is a big, big game against Nashville. What's the mindset going into that game? Do you have to think much about the last game against them, or do you try and forget about that, look at the film a little? How do you view it?
I think there, you know, there's a few lessons there for sure. You know, I know our start there was unacceptable and something that we're going to look to address, and it's going to be a dogfight. Obviously, you know, we're both battling for the same spot, so you know, that's it's going to be a war, and we'll rest up, and then it's on to the next one. You know, at this time of year, it's you know, the games are coming fast, and it's what you live for, though, is these opportunities to kind of just compete and give ourselves a chance to, you know, hopefully do something special here.
Kiefer, man, keep it rolling. Great win. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, that is Kiefer Sherwood. We are out of time. The San Jose Sharks post a big 4-1 win. They're back at it Saturday night hosting Nashville. 7 o'clock go time, 6:30 pregame right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.